There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live on a Thursday from the Frog Lube. performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the holster I choose. G-Code is the one I have chosen for the last 3 years. And that's because they don't break, because they are modular, and because they work in a lot of different ways. And that's why I run them. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, there's a book that has come out. And it's called The Gun Rights War. And this is a compilation of things put together by a gentleman named Neil Knox was... He was not someone who minced words, and in a lot of cases, that was a little too much for a lot of people that you would think would have been his allies. This was put together for him, because Neil Knox is no longer with us. He has passed on, but this was put together for us by Chris Knox, his son. He and his brother together have formed something called the Firearms Coalition, which is sort of the guerrilla rights organization out there fighting for your gun rights in a lot of different ways and a lot of different methods. And we're joined today from the Firearms Coalition by Chris Knox. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing just fine. Your dad was just, he was just, prime time couldn't take him, could he? Could they? No. They could not take him.
He had the ability to incite strong opinions one way or the other, and he had his ways. But the thing that nobody would ever be able to honestly say about him was that he was refused to take a stand, and but he also did it being pretty gentlemanly. There were some charges that he was kind of a hard guy to get along with, and that's—I don't agree with that. And in fact, I've seen evidence from the other, even from the other side, that this was a nice guy and easy to get along with, but he was a tough opponent.
Well, you know, the thing about this is, I think was he maybe a little bit before his time? Because I tell politicians all the time, hey, this is a performance-based profession you guys are in, and if you would say the things that your consultants won't let you say, you'd never have to, you wouldn't even have to mount a re-election campaign. I mean, was he just a little bit before his time as far as what he was saying to whom he was saying it to at the time?
I believe so. I believe so. Many of the things that you see today are directly traceable back to the efforts of Neil Knox, and I'll give you an example. Back in the 80s, California instituted concealed carry. Well, I'm sorry, not California. That's wishful thinking. Florida instituted concealed carry, and Dad was, and they actually did that in the wake of a national success, which was the Firearms Owner Protection Act. Now, the Firearms Owner Protection Act was also known as the McClure-Volkmer Bill when it was being thought through, and that was pretty much Dad's flagship. That was what he carried, and essentially the intent of that bill was to undo the damage that is the 1968 Gun Control Act. His legacy lives on. You'll notice that the last time you went to Walmart or to your local sporting goods store and bought a box of 22 ammunition, you did not have to sign for a box of 22s. Until 1986, you did. And that was one of the big changes that Dad brought about. Another thing that Dad brought was, it was part of this same bill, was the fact that you can lock a gun in the trunk of your car and you can drive through a jurisdiction like New Jersey, like New York, on your way from gun-friendly point A to gun-friendly point B, and you have safe passage through there. Now, they will try to disrupt you, and they have tried to disrupt people, but the law is there to protect that. Prior to 1986, before the Firearms Owner Protection Act, there was no such protection for gun owners that were traveling. You could, New Jersey actually had they would stop people on 95 with Southern plates and an NRA sticker and use that as probable cause to search their car for illegal guns. Guns when they were on their way to someplace like New Hampshire or Maine or wherever else they were going, but they were en route and they were going through New Jersey and therefore breaking New Jersey's laws.
I'm glad your dad recognized even back then that New Jersey was a big issue. I'll tell you right now that if I was in a plane that crashed in New Jersey, I'm going to hang myself with my shoestrings. Okay, New Jersey to me is not part of the United States. I fully appreciate your dad trying to do something about it back then, because God knows somebody needs to do something about it today. Real quick, we're coming up on the first break. I want you to hold on to that because we still got other stuff to talk about. The Firearms Coalition, if people want to find out about it, how do they find out about it?
We are at www.firearmscoalition.org, all one word. You can hit the .com too, but we're a .org. We are an activist group, so that's what we do.
Now, Firearms Coalition is really, you guys, you're hooked into all of the state organizations, yeah?
We are. We are a very loose association. Dad used to say it's more of a state of a mind than an organization. And what we try to do is, our mission is to keep the grassroots informed and let people know what's moving. We primarily do that through our writing, through our website. We're doing some background website cleanup and in general, but there's a lot of information out there going back 20 years. And we have, and if you need a history, and that's one of the issues that I think we have, and we'll talk about it more at the break, but we've got this organization, or this movement tends to be history-less. And some of the big players in the movement like to keep it that way because it can be damaging to their brand. But the fact is that if you don't know history, you're going to make the same mistakes.
Yeah. Well, as we go through this hour, I want to talk about a couple of things, and I want to make a few things clear. I mean, to be fair, you and your brother Jeff are quite even-handed about what you think should, you know, what is the best course of action. And at the same time, you are nice enough to acknowledge the truth. So, Firearms Coalition, you're talking Cal Guns, you're talking Grassroots North Carolina. These are all part and parcel of the Firearms Coalition, and this is what makes them so strong, because they don't have to go to these places. They've already got organizations there doing the work. So, firearmscoalition.org. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition, Chris Knox, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I use G-Code because there's just no way to break them. I carry my ammo in G-code carriers. I carry my weapons in G-code holsters. And they're modular. I can carry them any way I want to. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband, drop leg, on a vest, on the chest, wherever. I don't care. Because they got a way to do it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest today from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. He's got a book out called The Gun Rights War by Neil Knox. or actually compiled of the things that Neil Knox said. How can people find his book, Chris?
We're on Amazon. You can also find the book on the website, and you can even drop a snail mail and send us a little money, and we will send you a book. We're easy to find.
On the back of it, it says, often controversial, always principled, Neil Knox was the main gun, the man Gun Week called the conscience of the gun rights movement. Apparently, he was also sort of a, he sort of was a barb from time to time, wasn't he?
He once described himself as a gadfly, but he pointed out that you can steer an elephant with, a gnat can turn an elephant. And the reason that he would do that, in fact, what the last straw that led to the Firearms Coalition being formed was when Dad's successor, a fellow named J. Warren Cassidy, was his successor at the NRA, and the NRA went out and they endorsed an armor-piercing bullet ban, and they violated the principle that guns, that little pieces of metal don't cause crime. No police officer at that time, and none to this day that I know of, has ever been killed by an armor-piercing bullet. We're talking like KTW bullets, or we're talking about black tip ammo, not the green tip, that penetrating a policeman's vest. There was one case of a guy that got shot in the head, execution style. He was dead anyway.
Right.
This is they violated that principle. Mr. Cassidy appeared with Sarah Brady and Ted Kennedy, and Ted Kennedy said the fact that we're here with the new NRA proves that we can make progress to protect our nation's police. It was more than Dad could stand, and he worked with Larry Pratt at GOA. He worked with Alan Gottlieb at Citizens Committee, developed a groundswell, between the three of them, they created a groundswell at a genuine grassroots opposition to what the NRA had endorsed. They ended up climbing down from that position that they were putting in that could have banned a lot of big game hunting bullets, and also got rid of a performance-based provision that was in the law. They basically took that law that was really bad and that they had endorsed, and they watered it down because of the pressure. Although the chickens came home to roost only here recently when the ATF decided that green tip ammo was going to be called armor piercing because it has that little penetrator in it.
Well, you're talking about the steel tip.
I'm talking about the green tip M855 ammo.
Right, but you're talking about the steel tip in the nose of the projectile. So
yes, I am.
That's actually designed to keep the lead inside of it from malforming as it goes
we
through.
Know
it actually,
that.
It actually right. makes a nice ice pick wound.
Yeah.
Nice little pucker on one side and a inward pucker on the front and an outward pucker on the back.
That's it. That's it. And it keeps it from and it keeps that bullet together and keeps it from scattering. And actually creating more damage than it would otherwise. But the knee-jerk folks really can't understand that. They have a reaction based on emotion, and it's not reason. And so, but the provision that the ATF tried to ban that ammunition on, and they'll still go for it if they can.
Sure.
It goes right back. It's directly traceable to that bill that they watered down. It would have been a lot worse. We wouldn't have had green tip. They would have been banning black tip if the NRA had not climbed down from that original endorsement. And this is back in about 1984, and appropriately enough, and that was when the Firearms Coalition was formed.
The One thing I often say, now I know the NRA has a concentrated amount of people within it, and when they speak to a certain degree, a lot of politicians get out and pay notice to it. But, I mean, to be honest, they pay notice to Larry Pratt, too, and Larry Pratt's membership is much more minuscule compared to the NRA's. And I look at Colorado. Now, Colorado, when Colorado was going for this this recall election, you know, the NRA was there and there were some other people there, but really, truly, it was the grassroots of Colorado that made that happen, because everybody outspent the entire effort from, you know, the NRA and grassroots and everything else that was involved in Colorado, about 8-1. So it was actually, it wasn't the NRA representative that went down there and said, we're here behind you, we're behind you. It was the people that got out on the ground that did this. That is really what the basis behind the Firearms Coalition is, isn't it? It's the local grassroots movement that is really what's moving things along.
That is exactly right. And the fact is that the NRA now, to this day, is responding to the grassroots, where at one time the NRA really wanted to be mainstream. They wanted to go to be the kinder, gentler NRA, and they didn't. They really didn't want to be this hard-nosed, hardcore lobbying organization. They wanted to be an institution that everybody loved, and at one point they actually had been. They've been right there with the Boy Scouts, but we know what's happened to the Boy Scouts too. The NRA, I want to hasten to add, I'm not here to bash the NRA.
I tell you what, we got about 30 seconds left. So let's do the tease, okay? Here, because in the book on the back of the book it says, How Neil Knox became the architect of the modern NRA, and why the NRA leadership now pretends he never existed. That sort of leads into what you're about to talk about, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It does indeed. And
so when we get back, we're going to talk about how Neil Knox put together the modern NRA and why, since his time, they've just tried to disavow him, and why the Firearms Coalition is a very attractive option to look at. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. If you've never run one, and I won't have to tell you why they're good. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest today from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox.
Thank you,
Chris. Chris, you're with your dad was your dad at one time was heralded by the NRA as here. Look where we're going today, and now they never speak of him. He is like Voldemort.
At one point, back in the early '80s, he was the executive director of the ILA, NRA's lobbying arm, from 1978 to 1982. And during that time, he was a literal rock star. And the NRA, that was one of the things that they discovered during this time, was that the NRA membership wanted people that they could get excited about. And you see what they've done since then. They've made the leadership rock stars. They've put a cult of personality around Wayne LaPierre, who Dad put in as his director of federal affairs back when he worked for Dad, and they were friends. They did things together, and Wayne worked for Dad. He was a Washington insider and discovered that there was a market that he could serve with the NRA. But he was a little more. I'm not going to go into the motivations, but let's say that Dad and Wayne did have a falling out. But Dad came to this from being a gun guy, he was a respected editor and publisher of Rifle and Handloader magazines, two important magazines today. He was the founding editor of Gun Week, which was, it's now known as the Gun Mag, but it's been in continuous publication since then. He had a name, and he had been the guy that that really put the NRA, made the NRA realize its destiny as the primary voice for gun owners. Now, whether it wants to acknowledge him or not, he pretty much described the organization of the NRA in a column of his in Handloader back in about 1972. So he did not come to this new. It wasn't something that just one day he woke up and thought, I think I'll go be a gun lobbyist. He was a gun guy who wanted to remain a gun owner. And that's an important distinction, that some of the pros, they come to this from being, I'm a lobbyist, and, oh, the topic I lobby about is, oh, well, guns. That's what I think I'll follow. And that's really the difference between Dad and a lot of the, shall we say, professionals.
Let me ask you a question about your dad's time, because when your dad was doing things about that time, my idea of a hot time was, you know, having enough money to buy some beer. So I wasn't paying attention to a lot of things. One of the things I've noticed about the NRA today, and I got to tell you, one of the reasons I don't get very excited about the NRA is because of Wayne LaPierre. But when something happens where the gun grabbers come out, you know, it's probably going to be a mass shooting of some sort. They fly back up into their mud-crusted shadows and waiting for this to come out. And
Dad used to call it dancing in the blood.
Tap dancing in the blood is the way I put it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the NRA puts out a statement saying, we're going to put out a statement. They put us out a statement and say, well, we'll have a statement for you in a week. And when I was doing radio appearances for Gun Owners of America, we were there 5 minutes after it happened. And in your dad's time, was the NRA more Johnny on the spot when something was happening? Because this whole holding back and trying to get the proper response to me, I've dealt a lot with political consultants. And political consultants will tell you all the time what you can say and what you can't say and why you shouldn't say these things. Some of the things that I once said, they say you should never say.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's just sort of a blunt truth that I'm trying to push forward. And your dad impresses me as a blunt truth kind of guy. So is the way the NRA is now, is this a learned behavior that they pulled back from after your dad's time?
This is what you see in the NRA today. And again, I want to make real clear, I'm not here to bash NRA. Lately, over the past few years, they've been following the right line. But I don't have a whole lot of faith in their motivations. I'll put it that way. The NRA follows the dictates of standard PR, public relations, and advertising methods because they are largely owned and operated by a PR and public relations firm. Now, that's not entirely a bad thing as long as that public relations firm is going the right direction. Now, I'll give you an example. Just recently, last year when we were facing the Manchin-Toomey bipartisan quote-unquote compromise that would have banned private sales between individual gun owners. And the NRA's reflex was to support it. And in fact, according to Scuttlebutt, Manchin in particular was very angry because he thought that the NRA had signed off on his and Toomey's bill. And the fact is that the NRA has been burned enough by the advent of the internet that, and its membership, they saw that its membership was boiling up. The grassroots were actually driving it. They backed off of that endorsement. They changed their tune, and they they reversed that endorsement.
Now, did they ever publicly endorse it, or were they just not saying anything about it?
They weren't saying anything about
it.
According to, as I say, according to Scuttlebutt, they had actually endorsed it. There's actually more to that. Alan Gottlieb has said that he was actually participated in drafting the way that Manchin Toomey was, which he's gone out in public said that at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and I've never seen that place get so quiet so fast in my life. But
well,
so,
you had something to say about that, though, didn't you?
I certainly did. I was there, and Brother Alan and I had words on the floor that were me from the microphone, and I was respectful, and I was and I kept a gentlemanly demeanor, but I was furious, and I was really shocked that when that came out. I know it's out there on the internet someplace, but he and I really we definitely had some words about it. Now, again, we can disagree on tactics. I think that we're all going the right direction on strategy. Motivations, I'm not going to address people's motivations, but I know what my motivations are, and I know that I'm coming to this from a gun rights supporter, from a Second Amendment fundamentalist, from a true believer standpoint.
Let me get you to hold up. Let me get you to hold up. We're about 18 seconds away from the break. I can already tell we're going to have part two to this.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I can already tell we're going to have a part two to this. We'll have to talk about this after the show, part two. Firearmscoalition.org. If you want to join the guerrillas, the GUERILLAS guerrillas, this is the organization. You may be a member already.
The state of
we'll
mind.
Be right back.
Necessarily.
Yeah. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live. And this is the last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Tomorrow on the show, an hour with Uncle Ted. Ted Nugent returns to Lock and Load for the first time since I've been at Genesis Communications. He'll be joining me. And that will be, if you want to find out, Ted is the master of oxygen utilization. So there'll be a lot of talking going on. My guest today, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition, are, as this now needs to be referred to, we need to call this Operation Indignant Fury Part 1. Chris,
I like that.
You like that?
I do.
Let's talk about the Firearm Coalition. I mean, this is going to be a work in progress. We're not going to be able to get the whole story told, even in an hour of radio, which is actually 41 minutes. But the Firearms Coalition, who are some of the member organizations of the Firearms Coalition that people probably heard of?
Oh, our friends at Ohio, there's a couple of organizations in Ohio. There's Buckeye Firearms, and Ohio Gun Collectors has always been real helpful. I'm not sure that they actually endorse us or help us, but I know that their members have been very helpful to us in the past, and this goes back to when Dad was at Gun Week, which was published in Sydney, Ohio. That was a strange thing. I was 9 years old and moving to Sydney, Ohio, and smaller than the smallest girl and thinking that house had two syllables. So it was, that was an interesting experience to say the least, but the Ohio has treated us well from a gun rights standpoint. In Arizona, we've got, which is my home state, we are friends with Arizona AZCDL, Citizens Defense League. Virginia Citizens Defense League is where that all started. These are grassroots organizations that have been local lobbying organizations, and they don't affiliate themselves with other groups or with national groups. And so I can't say that they are formal members of the Firearms Coalition, but they are people that we work with, that we're friends with, and that we are going down the same path with. And so those are we participate in a couple of online forums with the gun leaders. Another one is Oregon Firearms Foundation, and Oregon is facing a petition, which I think is going to be one of the hot issues over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
A lot of states have initiatives, and that's where people can circulate a petition and get enough signatures and put a legislative measure on the ballot.
Like they just did in Nevada when they bust everybody in.
Exactly so. Exactly so. And we're going to be facing that same thing in Arizona. Now, in Arizona, from the anti-gun side,
yeah,
that is Arizona's the crown jewel. In Arizona and Nevada, too, we're the crown jewels that they can snatch, they can take away private transfer. And you'll notice that I don't call it universal background check because there is no universal background check. Somebody will always be able to walk up to somebody else and say, hey, you want to buy a gun? The other guy can say, yes, here's $300 in the deal, and the money and the gun changes hands, and the deal's been done. There's no way to control that. There's no way to prohibit that. You can say, you can't do that, but you're not going to stop it. You're going to drive it underground.
I'm being asked, and I want to get this in before we run out of time, do you take business members of the Firearms Coalition?
We do. In fact, we've got on the site, we've got a note that says executive members, and we would be more than happy to do things like carry a logo and show business that businesses have supported us. We don't do the nonprofit thing, the not-for-profit. We're not a 501c3 or c4, just because we want to maintain privacy, both for ourselves and for our members. But we are, but yes, we do. We, like I say, we're anybody, and we want to be everybody.
That's a good slogan. And here's the thing. In order to fight the good fight, one thing that Larry Pratt impressed upon me is that fighting the good fight is great, but you got to be able to pay the rent.
That's exactly
to sustain the good fight. And that's why the thing that attracts me about the Firearms Coalition. I mean, you got people like Cal Guns Foundation or Cal Guns. You got people like Grassroots North Carolina. Paul Vallone is that guy is a force all by himself. He's like
a force
of nature.
Yes. Love him.
I mean, nothing can happen in North Carolina that Paul Vallone does not immediately swoop. It's like he's just high enough to see everything and just low enough to see it in detail, and he's there. So
that's right. That's
and,
right.
And that's the kind of people that are members of the loose amalgamation that is the Firearms Coalition. And people that join the Firearms Coalition are really joining a guerrilla movement, aren't they?
That's exactly so. We are out there, and this is one of the things, and we've seen a demonstration of it already. We saw how the NRA and how the big organizations backed off of Manchin Toomey like it was hot once they saw what was happening. And the Internet has given us that. We've got this person-to-person communication, and the grassroots actually now has a means to drive the discussion rather than being led by the nose, as some of the top-down organizations really would prefer to do.
Well, and that's the thing. See, if you do the math and you look at what Gallup says about how many gun owners there are, if you do the math with the big three, which in the case of Alan Gottlieb, that actually takes it to like the big five, because I don't know which came first, the Citizens Committee or the Second Amendment Foundation, or now they've absorbed the JPFO, and who knows what else they're going to absorb. But if you look at the big three and you look at their total membership, it is nothing compared to the total number of gun owners in the United States. And I think that it's probably because we don't know how many members are with Grassroots North Carolina or Buckeye Firearms Association or Cal Guns. Since we don't know how many members are with these groups and they're associated with you, it's possible that you guys could be the biggest gun rights organization in the United States. So,
I'd like to think that, but I'll just say that I haven't seen evidence of it so far, and I certainly won't make the claim. But we have, I do know this, that we're small. Our circulation is pretty small. But what's interesting is that we see our columns, we see our writings pop up everywhere. And we claim some influence. And one of the things Dad used to say is, well, you know, it's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit.
Well, I mean, I put a press release in Ammoland the other day, and there was an article you'd written.
That's right.
So, I mean, your stuff is popping up everywhere. Folks, if you want to join an organization that is deserving, and if you want to, I mean, Chris and Jeff Knox are the sons of, you know, Neil Knox, if he were a football player, he would have been Dick Butkus. And Dick yep. Butkus wreaked havoc on the football field, and he was quite the nice guy. So if you want to embrace the guerrilla war that gun rights is, and if you want to be part of shaping the gun rights and making sure that the things that matter, this is the organization to go join. They're quite deserving of it. Some of you may be members already, for all we know. You might be members of the Buckeyes, or you might be members of Cow Guns or something, and you're already working with them. Let's go ahead and consolidate a few things and make things bigger. Chris, I'll be in touch with you later on today, because we're going to call this ongoing thing. We're going to call this Operation Indignant Fury. This was part one. Okay?
Bill, I'm looking forward to it.
Very good, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I give my regards to you, Brother Jeff. Maybe he can join us one of these times.
I'll bet he does. Jeff's actually a radio guy. He's better at radio than I am. I stumble around a lot, but Jeff has actually done radio professionally. And so I'll bet we can have some fun here.
Well, look, I don't want him to come on here and upstage me, okay?
So I don't know. Yeah, I'll tell him to tone it down a little bit.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bill, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. That's about it, folks. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Firearmscoalition.org. Go give them a look. Tomorrow on the show, Uncle Ted, 1 hour with him. And next week, I got some more stuff lined up for you. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.